much about.
Are you even listening to our story?
Yes.
Well, listen to this. We have a story to tell. So listen.
Okay.
And write it down.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Jimmy World! Woo! Can I get a woo-woo?
Really bad. Really very, very bad. Very, very, oh God. Really deeply. Oh, I want to go back in time to before I did that.
Can I get a woo-woo?
Not at all.
Why are you the worst?
If I tell you, you'll be doing it.
I need a chill on drinking.
Oh my God. Do I have to?
That's just not true.
I am naughty.
I don't know why that had to be brought in.
And now.
The nightmare continues. The nightmare continues.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 24th of October. That wasn't close at all.
It was very close.
just dove to get that sound effect for me. And point to where I was supposed to hit. That happens a lot.
I mean, thank God for Chip is all we're saying.
Happens a lot, yeah. I want to start today in Canada, which is clearly communist now. And it's sort of upsetting, I have to be honest.
No.
A man in Canada was pulled over and given a ticket for, quote, screaming in a public place because he was singing in his car.
Hold on.
Yep.
Even
and
if he was
he
screaming.
And then he robbed a bank and he was sitting in the lobby.
No.
Oh, no. And then there was a sickle. No. Toafik Moalia was driving near his suburban Montreal home when police pulled him over and asked whether he had been screaming. That was their first question.
Number one, is that illegal in your car?
I don't know.
Because trust me, sometimes I go to my car just to scream.
Yeah, there's a lot of screaming that goes on. That's a safe place.
Yes.
Yeah. He said, no, I wasn't singing. I told the Montreal Gazette I was singing. I was, it wasn't loud enough to disturb anybody. I don't understand why I'm getting pulled over.
Oh my.
After the police looked at his identification, they did a search of his car. They handed him a ticket for screaming in a public place. How is your car a public place?
That makes no sense.
According to a Montreal law, to cause disorder by screaming violates peace and tranquility and can be punishable by a fine of $50 to $1,000.
Okay, well, now I need to know what he was singing because that changes things.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what he was singing. CNC Music Factory.
As well you should.
Right? You
How
have
can
to.
You not?
You have to, right?
Okay, I love this guy.
Because he's jamming out.
Yeah.
And sing, and he should have been rapping too.
Here is the dough, back with the bass. Perfect. The jam is live and affected. I don't waste time. Off the mic with the dope rhyme. Mark to the burn, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm
I don't even know how I know that many words. I don't even know that many words from a nut.
This whole day
is it down.
Let's go, Kevin. Hit best of.
How did I know any of the words to that song? That's a 1991 song. All right, that was not great. Maybe he got a ticket because he was rapping like that.
But still, this is weird to me.
It's weird. And that's why I'm saying Canada is clearly now...
Communist. I think you're right.
It's crazy. The guy was, he said he played it cool with the cop, even though he completely disagreed with the ticket.
Yeah.
And he figured he would fight it in court, and the ticket was for about $150.
Wow.
So now he's gone back to court, and they've put another court date for him to go back and talk about it.
I hope every news station is there to cover this.
Right.
Because this is phenomenal.
Singing in your car.
Really?
How is that possible? That's a ticket.
I don't know.
So, anyway. Oh. Takeaway from that is I shouldn't rap, and
I disagree.
And that guy got a ticket. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Kevin. Shut up.
Right. Speaking of rapping,
Yeah.
Which I do well.
Sure.
Jensen Karp is going to be on the program today.
Well, we might need to play that for him.
Well, no, 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 no.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Okay.
He's come up with a show called Drop the Mic.
I can't wait.
Which is basically a battle rap show. And he writes for it and he created it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the best, so we're going to have him in. We have Petros, excuse me, Petros Papadakis.
Excellent.
Talking about the game one of the World Series tonight.
Tonight, 5 o'clock, you guys.
5 o'clock. Temperature's only going to be 100 degrees.
Can you believe it?
Only 100. We also have Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con tickets, and we've got your tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in honor of Chester Bennington. So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, your tickets for Linkin Park and Friends, which is this Friday at Hollywood Bowl. That's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Right now, Ralph Garman is here for a look at the show.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
With the Eagles song.
Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I don't remember you being this happy before when your team did well. Were you not expecting them to do well this season? You seem happier.
I'm confused.
You've won
by your question.
In past seasons when you're winning.
Yeah, but we've never had the best record in the NFL.
Oh, okay, so it's the...
That's significant.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right.
It's better than usual.
It's way better than my team,
yeah.
So...
Just exciting times. Don't get to celebrate very often with this team, so enjoying it while it lasts, that's all.
Take the opportunity.
Great game last night. Great game. And great news for John Stamos and his girlfriend, Caitlin McHugh. They're engaged. Aww. They broke the news on social media and posted an illustration of the two of them in front of Cinderella's Palace at Disneyland. Boy, John Stamos sure loves his Disneyland, doesn't he?
Stop it.
Yeah. They began dating last year. Surprisingly, Caitlin McHugh, hideous, hideously ugly young lady.
Yeah, I looked her up.
I'm going to guess that's just not true.
She is. John Stamos is doing her a huge favor.
He's going to do this based
because
on...
Because of just... She is... I don't know what, some sort of industrial accident, I'm assuming. Something horrific.
I think
horrific.
Bleach was involved.
Something
had to be.
Horrible yeah. happened. She just seems... Must be a Make-A-Wish Foundation sort of deal or something. Oh, wait a minute. No. She's a stunningly beautiful young girl.
But not only stunningly beautiful, because God knows I looked her up and then went to her Instagram.
Wow. Oh, wait. What the?
What?
Why?
Because I looked at their love story and how they had this whole Disney connection and how he proposed to her. And I was like, this is adorable. And then I looked her up. One of those women that wears zero makeup, she has little freckles all over her face, might be, and I'm not exaggerating, one of the most beautiful human beings I've ever seen in my life.
I think Allie wants to be engaged.
Right? I would be. I would be. She's gorgeous. Good job to both of them finding love.
Didn't you always think Stamos was the kind of guy that would never get married?
Well, he was... Married to Rebecca Romijn for many years.
Good point.
But other than that, Ralph.
Thank you, Allie. Uh-huh. But how long was that?
Years.
7 years they were married.
All right.
They should have been rapping.
Here's the dough.
Come on now.
Back with the face. Pajamas lying. Yeah. Back that I don't waste time. Now at the mic with the dope rhyme. Mark to the middle. Jump, jump to the rhythm. Jump.
Come on. Didn't you think he would not get married again after that first one?
No.
Too late?
Too late for that.
No. Got to be edited out. We're not on the air till 6.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're well on the air.
All good.
Yeah. Congratulations to Star Trek Discovery. CBS has already renewed their latest Star Trek series for another season on its all-access streaming service.
How is that, Ralph?
I haven't seen any of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I assumed you would.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the Orville. That's okay. My Star Trek this year. I'm enjoying the hell out of that show.
All right.
I haven't seen any of it. I guess I'll catch up to it eventually. I just don't want to sign up for another streaming service.
It does feel like you're
Not
already signed
any.
Up to like 10 to 12.
Yeah. You got Netflix and Hulu
the other ones?
Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Enough. Enough with that. And Showtime just announced they've renewed Ray Donovan, too, which I'm torn.
Now, is the whole season bad for you or just part of it?
Most of the season has been bad.
The first five episodes, I think, were
only
really
the first five.
Great.
And how many did they do?
This
10?
Most recent one on Sunday was not good again.
Yeah,
though.
Dipped down. I don't know what's happening, Ray. I gave up. I took it off my DVR.
Wow.
Because I was so angry at how bad it had gotten. And then I watched an episode randomly and I was like, well, this is the best episode of the season. We're back. And it was good for two.
And then it went back down again.
Huh. That whole storyline with Susan Sarandon is barely a blip on the radar.
That's why I was back in.
They've got it, but that's what he does. I mean, he's a fixer for the studio, and they had a moment of that. Mm-hmm. But mostly, it's about his obnoxious kid who's now holding doctors at gunpoint and stuff to do operations.
It's
and
too much.
It's a nightmare.
It's too much.
That sounds ridiculous.
And it is completely ridiculous.
And I watch that show most of the time.
And the season finale's next week. I don't even know how they're going to wrap it up. So they got to get their act together. That's all I'm saying.
Abby had the right idea.
Right? She got out. Took the easy way out. Some pills, man. Spoilers.
Too late.
Yeah, too late. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin Kline is 70 years old today. Actor B.D. Wong turns 57. And Drake is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
In about a half hour, your chance to win tickets for Linkin Park and Friends. Celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington. It's Friday night at the Hollywood Bowl. Right now, it's time for the Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. When you're drunk and you call, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
When you listen back to it, maybe not the best thing ever.
We are just.
Okay.
All right.
Festive.
Yeah, exactly. Having a good time.
All right.
Omar, U-P-O-S, ever since. Your freaking review.
All right, so what we did, Omar did not like This Is Us.
Right.
And so we made him review it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, turns out, doesn't like This Is Us.
No.
And gave a scathing review and now ruined it for this dude.
I cannot watch This Is Us without thinking of how right you are. God damn it.
Ruin the show for the dude.
But you know what? I have a feeling he's going to keep watching.
You think so?
Yeah.
He'll go back and go, no, it's
oh, no. He might still remember that he hates it.
Okay.
But
he'll watch it.
Yeah.
All right.
Halloween poops outside your window. Halloween poops behind a tree. My name is DJ Omar Khan, and I am a pooping machine because I'm DJ Omar Khan, and I'm a pooping machine.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
All right.
You know the ad that we're running, 1-877 cars for kids?
Sure do.
You can donate a car, and, you know, it's a charity thing.
Ish. Look it up.
And this guy.
1-877 farts for kids. F-A-R-T farts for kids. 1-877 farts for kids. Donate your fart today.
Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think you can donate.
All right.
But we should look it up, I guess.
We should.
Yeah. Odd?
I saw this cute little hottie breastfeeding over in a parking lot, and all I could think of was, I wonder if I can get my wife to lactate when I get home tonight.
Oh,
know
my.
Know what I'm saying, Allie?
No, sir.
Right?
No, sir.
Right?
Good Lord.
There's so many things wrong with that one.
Yes!
Hey, guys. Podcast listener here. I just heard Allie say, cockapoo, and I'm like, what? What's a cockapoo? So I just googled it. It's just a dog. Dumb.
It's a cocker spaniel and a poodle mix, sir.
He was so bummed that that's what it was.
I'm really sorry.
So bummed. We just sold our Kevin and Bean t-shirt to the limited edition for daylight saving.
Why'd you do it right that time?
Because Bean's not here.
So, okay.
Because that only bothers him. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
This guy didn't like the charity at first and then looked it up.
I'll be honest. I was pissed about the daylight saving shirt charity that you picked, the Bulldog, only because of everything that's going on right now in Florida, Texas, and Puerto Rico. Those people definitely need money and help as well.
However, then I looked up what a bait dog was for dog fighting. Holy shit, I get it. You guys are doing a great job. I have a boxer. I love her. So I will be buying a shirt as well. Thank you.
How about that?
That's nice.
Actually looked it up to see what it was and why that was the charity, and then decided that it was a good charity.
Excellent.
This guy, I think, is what we're calling now Pulled to Kevin.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, I was walking around my house looking for my phone for a few minutes, and I had the idea, if I called my phone, it would be easier to find it. So I picked my phone up off the table, and I called my phone. Now, I know what you're thinking, but it gets better. I dialed my phone number, and I got voicemail, and I thought, it went straight to voicemail. Must be dead. So I hanged it up and continued looking for my phone. Then it dawned on me.
Oh, sweetie.
He called on his phone and it was busy and he was so angry. How awesome is that? There's a event going on tonight.
The Dyers are my team. They are making for the dream. The Dyers. Yeah, the Dyers.
I don't know what substance was involved, but there was one.
Sure. Okay, sir.
Right?
Yeah.
First, impressive.
Yeah.
Then annoying.
Yeah.
Came back around to impressive.
Sure did.
Right. And finally, a request, because it's that time of year.
Two eyeballs.
Now, this is a song that a listener sent in named Mikkel.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told us that he didn't want to be called that anymore. He wanted to be called Nasty Millionaire.
Like you do.
And we said, no, we're not going to call you that. Sorry. And now he's changed his name. I think it's Creepy Sleeping Bag or something like that. But it's Mikkel. And he recorded this song when he was 10 years old. And it's Two Eyeballs.
Who dares to enter the house of horrors?
Okay, so just for those of you that can't understand the lyrics, because it's very difficult, because he recorded it when he was 10.
Sure.
He heard a sound in the attic.
Yeah.
And so now he's going up to see what it is. What did he see? Ended up in a face.
Sure.
Great news for the eyeballs.
Yes.
And that's the beautiful song from a 10-year-old, Two Eyeballs.
So good.
Happy Halloween. We have a pair of tickets coming up next. We're going to play a game just after 6:30, so you can get a pair of tickets to see Linkin Park and Friends celebrate life in honor of Chester Bennington. This is the first time the band has played since Chester's unfortunate passing. And they're going to bring out special friends, and it's going to be an amazing night. It's Friday night at the Hollywood Bowl. And we're going to give you tickets in about 10 minutes. So if you want to call 1-800-520-1067, we will play a game next. Let's talk about the temperature.
Good Lord.
As it is ridiculously hot.
It's unbelievable.
All kinds of records were set yesterday for heat in Los Angeles, in Long Beach, in Burbank. Over 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's just insanity.
Yeah, it's October 24th today.
Right.
And we're expecting triple digits again.
Now, Doug Kriegel has been a long-time reporter for Channel 4. How long did you say, 30
years? He was on the air 31 years.
31 years. Yeah. He has retired, but we send him out every once in a while to cover stories for us, like this one. Heat Watch 2017. Doug Kriegel, are you out there? Oops, sorry. Hold on a second.
Turn that down. Yeah.
Doug Kriegel.
Are we really calling it Heat Watch 2017?
I mean, I just did.
Yeah.
I'm open to a change if you have one.
I'm retiring again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bye.
No, can you at least chat with us now?
No. We want to talk about the heat. You're the man on the street.
It's incredibly hot out here.
It's incredibly hot?
Yes.
Okay.
It's over 200 degrees.
I don't think it's over 200.
It is over 200. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a ruler, not a thermometer.
Okay, right. Yeah, it was 102 yesterday in L.A. Long Beach, 105. All records. This is insanity. And the Dodgers are playing tonight.
The Dodgers are going to play tonight. They say when the first pitch is thrown, it's going to be 100 degrees.
When the first pitch is thrown what?
It's going to be 100 degrees.
I can't.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. Sir, yes. What are you doing to stay cool this morning?
Oh, it's really not that hot.
Shut up. Get out of here. It's very hot out here.
Now,
my feet are sticking to the sidewalk, and I'm not even wearing shoes.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's a
problem. My flesh is melting.
Wow. Maybe you should wear shoes.
Ow.
Back to baseball just for a second. Do you think it will affect the World Series?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bats will be melting.
Do bats melt?
Gloves will burst into flames.
I don't think it's that hot.
And caps... they'll be fine.
Caps will be fine. Okay. Right. But they do have to play 9 innings in that kind of heat. Mm-hmm. At least it starts at 5 p.m.
Maybe more.
Right, maybe more.
Maybe more. Yeah.
You never know with baseball.
That's true.
It could be 11 innings.
Right.
It could be 20 innings.
Do you love baseball, Doug?
I do love baseball.
You do? Okay, good.
Because it's just so peaceful.
Right.
It's just endlessly boring and calm. And you can just really just sit back.
You
can really just sit by.
You could sit and have a joint.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That's what I'm going to do right now.
That sounds good. I have that band Rise Against is playing night one of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. You might lose them with names like Muse, 30 Seconds to Mars, Queens of the Stone Age, Prophets of Rage, Run the Jewels, Judah and the Lion, Royal Blood, which is great. But Rise Against is always, always great as well.
That lineup, I can't get over it.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
It is insanity, yeah.
That's night one. That's one night.
Right.
You guys.
I'm with you.
All right.
And we know that not everybody got tickets. We are going to start giving them away soon, so keep listening for your chance to win. Is Ralph coming in for this, or is this
not
happening? Okay, so let's do Strinken Park. Strinken Park.
What does that mean, Kevin?
Well, it's quartet string versions of Linkin Park songs.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So you're going to have to identify what Linkin Park song it is, and then somebody will win tickets for Linkin Park and Friends Celebrate Life in honor of Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl Friday night.
And now Kevin and Bean present Strinken Park. Simply identify the Linkin Park song played for you, and you can win.
Seems easy.
Yeah.
Most of these are not great. They're better the way, Linkin Park does it. But let's give it a try. Let's start with Nikki in Ontario. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
All right. You understand the concept? It's a string quartet. They're going to be playing a Linkin Park song. You tell us the title. Ready?
Yes.
There you go. All right. What was that?
I'm calling.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Somewhere I Belong.
I wanna hear, I wanna feel what I thought was never
that that string version does justice to that song. Let's go to Chuck in Chatsworth. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, party people. How you doing? Go Dodgers!
Go Dodgers. Are you ready for Strinkin Park?
I think I'd rather play that montage game yesterday.
Somebody got that so quickly. Are you good at that? Did you have that?
No, I had four of the
That's insanity. All right. Here's your song. Give us the title. All right.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bleed It Out.
I'm sorry. That's faint. Again, I would like to point out that I would not win any of these games.
Not easy.
Because you know the song for sure, but what's the title? I can never come up with that. Let's go to Casey in Los Angeles. Hi, Casey.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are good. Are you ready for Strinkin Park?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Good luck.
Wow, you were right. I know that. I just can't name it.
Yes. Although you cursed, so we did have to get out of delay, so no one heard you give the answer. Oh. But it was Breaking the Habit. Yes.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. Hold on. You're right. Okay, we're going to put you on hold. Yeah, you know, try not to curse with the title of the song.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Because then that makes it hard to air. Melvin in Glendale. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Are you ready?
Not really.
Here you go. All right, what was that song?
In the End.
I'm sorry, that was Numb.
It's not easy.
It's not an easy game, no. Will in Hawthorne. Hello, Will.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
It's not an easy game because they don't do great versions of these songs, but here's
I've
your...
I've got them all so far.
You've got them all. All right. Here you go.
Song.
We are doing the entire
waiting
song.
In the end?
Yes. What did you say? Waiting for the end? Yes, that's right.
Waiting for the end to come.
All right.
Okay.
I can't hear them. They can't hear us. This is working perfectly. Let's go to Julia in Van Nuys. Hi, Julia.
Hey, guys.
So far, two people in the drawing. Are you ready for your song?
Let's give it a shot.
All right. Good luck.
Let's go with the new one, One More Light.
I'm sorry, that's what I've done. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Robert in Alhambra. Hi there.
How you doing, guys? I'm terrified right now.
I'm
Don't
sure.
Be.
Well, there's two people on hold, so if you get it, you'll be one of three. You'll have a 33% chance. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, good luck. Right?
It doesn't really matter.
That's not the name of the song. The name of the song is...
What is it?
Those are some of the lyrics from that song, but the name is...
What I've Done.
What I've Done, yes. No, no.
No.
I'm sorry. It's in the... This one is In the End.
You all right, Kevin?
Yeah, it was the one before. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end... Sorry, Robert. He had some of the lyrics, too. That hurts. All right. Let's go to Melinda in Irvine. Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready?
I hope so.
You're our final contestant for this game. It's Strinkin Park. Yes. Here you go. Good luck. All right, what song was that?
Everything you say to me, one step closer to the edge, and now I'm about to break.
All right, I'm just going to tell you that you said the title in those lyrics. I'm sorry, it's one step closer.
Oh my God.
That's the name of it. You actually said those words, but as you were quoting lyrics.
Shoot, thanks.
I'm so sorry. Everything you say to me, one step closer to the edge, and I'm about to break. All right, let's do a drawing.
It's between who?
It's between Casey and Will.
All right. And the winner is Will.
The winner is Will. Congratulations, Will.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how much this means to me.
I'm shaking right now. I'm excited for you. You get to see Linkin Park this Friday night at the Hollywood Bowl.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for playing the game.
That was Kevin and Bean's Strinkin Park. Don't you feel a little better now that you've played?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:51. We are going to talk to Petros Papadakis just after the top of the hour about the Dodgers in the World Series Game 1 tonight at 5 p.m.
I missed The Bachelor.
I'm sorry?
I missed The Bachelor.
Petros reminded you of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think of Petros calling in, I think of The Bachelor.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be on again?
Isn't it on like every three weeks?
Until January.
All the time?
Really?
January. Yeah, we got a long drought ahead of us.
Wow.
I know.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
It's all right. I'll get over it.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
You guys can talk about, what is it? Wiffle ball? What are you talking about? What's coming up?
Wiffle ball?
The World Series.
Ah, World Series.
Yeah. World Series, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's something. I'm having a hard time paying attention. George Clooney.
Is better than us, we know.
Yes, he is. He's awesome. Talking about his kids. He's a better dad than us. Kids are great. Says his daughter, Ella, is very elegant and dainty, just like mom. While their son, Alexander, is a thug, he says. weighs three more pounds than his twin sister, already being a total boy. But it hasn't slowed George down with his pranking. You know, he's infamous for his pranks.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to play on people. He's got a new one. He said his new favorite trick is to put peanut butter on the bottom of his shoe before a party. Right there by the heel.
Okay.
And then ask people, is this dog poo? Does this smell like poo?
Ew.
And then he'll take, you know, reach down and get a fingerful and lick some off and taste
it. What is wrong with him?
That's awesome.
It's awesome, no. Allie. That's what, no. Nothing is wrong with him. Imagine if he just went, is this poo? And then he took a big scoop and then stuck it in his mouth.
What kind of
poo? How awesome would that be?
Is he at?
The yummy.
Coolest parties. The Clune parties.
I mean, honestly, if he's the guy who asks you what it smells like, you take a sniff, don't you?
I don't think I would, no.
Okay.
No.
I don't think he'd let you take a sniff because then you'd know it wasn't poo. He's got to show
goes
it to
right
you.
For the finger.
And then he goes takes
right for the finger move.
Big fingerful and then just slurp it up. Yeah, I don't know what's up with this guy today.
Seriously.
We gotta
Holy
call in.
Crap.
We gotta call in the medics. Something's going wrong. Horribly wrong. This Simon Helberg from Big Bang Theory, he's got the life. Not only is he one of the stars of one of the biggest comedies on television, but he's just got a new deal with CBS where he's producing a show.
Oh, wow.
Called Need to Know on CBS. It'll be about employees in the secret training video department of the Central Intelligence Agency. That's a funny idea.
Hmm.
That is a funny idea.
The guys who teach spies how to spy, they make training videos. So that's his new show. Meanwhile, CBS has announced they are giving the axe to Zoo.
Oh, no.
Zoo has been
Not
canceled.
Zoo.
After three seasons.
I'm sorry?
Zoo has been canceled.
What
you heard
the hell
me.
Is Zoo?
That's
you
what say, I asked in the other room.
Zoo?
Did you say after three seasons?
Yes.
Zoo.
Zoo. The series Zoo on CBS.
Nope.
And Dave's like, you know, Zoo. I was like, no, I've never seen that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I like that that's his explanation.
Zoo. He kept saying Zoo over and over again, quite frankly.
Is that Matt Damon?
Honey, I bought a zoo.
It's a movie. This is not nothing
okay.
to do with that.
This
hey,
is a TV
everyone.
Show.
I purchased a zoo.
Right.
No.
And then they have to work on it.
About
get the guys okay.
Violent animal attacks against humans increasingly taking place all over the planet.
Stop it.
Did you say third season?
Third season of Zoo.
Come on.
But that's the last one. It's been canceled.
On an obscure network that I've never heard of?
CBS. Major.
Huh.
Television broadcast network.
Huh.
Zoo canceled. Paramount has announced they're making a big screen live action version of Dora the Explorer. It sounds like a joke. But, no, it's not. And Michael Bay will be producing.
Oh, dear.
All right.
So she'll probably transform into something,
yeah.
I'm guessing. Apparently it's going to be Dora, not as the little girl we know and love her for in the children TV series. But she's going to be a teenager who moves to New York to spend time with her cousin Diego.
Okay.
Who's also in the cartoon, but I don't understand how's she going to explore if she's moving to New York.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
Yeah, this is going to be a colossal failure. But we'll have to wait and see. Congratulations. It feels like we just announced that Billy Joel and his wife are going to have a baby, and the baby's here already.
Wow. Wait, they have babies in like 2 weeks.
Yes, they had very...
They're amazing.
They had a quick baby. I guess they waited a long time before they broke the news.
I'll say.
Billy Joel's wife, Alexis, gave birth to their second daughter on Sunday night. Her name is Remy. R-E-M-Y.
Oh.
Remy and Joel. So congratulations to the Joels.
You said she's in her late 30s, did you say?
She's 35.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's?
He's 102.
102. All right.
And this is awesome. This is why she's the best. Katy Perry was in St. Louis for a concert. She was staying at the Four Seasons Hotel. And she heard commotion coming from the ballroom. A wedding. Wedding going on there. Mm-hmm. So Katy Perry crashed.
Sure.
Coming to the wedding.
Not
How
bad.
Awesome is that?
That's pretty cool.
She hung out. Took a bunch of selfies with everybody. She was going to perform, but things got a little out of hand. Apparently, people were a little too excited. She felt bad she was taken away from the...
Well, she started, and then the DJ cut in.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
She was out of there.
Right? Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Rest in peace, DJ. And the Foos have announced they are playing arenas and stadiums next year. Tour begins April 18th in Austin, Texas, and wraps up on July 29th at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Along the way, the Foos will do two nights at New York's Madison Square Garden and a pair of shows at Boston's Fenway Park as well. They had to postpone last night's concert in Nashville and tonight's show in Memphis due to a family emergency. No more information on that.
Hmm.
The show in Lexington, Kentucky is also scrapped on Saturday for the same reason. All dates have been rescheduled, but the Foos expect to play out the rest of their remaining dates without a problem, so we'll have to wait and see. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kevin Kline is 70 years old today, B.D. Wong turns 57, and Drake, the rapper, is 31. I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Coming up in about a half hour, your tickets to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. Right now, though, we're going to check in with the old P, Petros Papadakis, who joins us to talk some Dodgers today. Hey, Petros.
What's cracking? How you guys doing?
We are good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm sitting in my car outside a yoga class. Getting ready for the World Series.
You doing hot yoga?
Yeah, it was real hot in there.
Let's talk World Series. Game one tonight, 5 p.m. All anybody seems to be talking about is the heat. Do you think it's that big of a factor?
Well, I mean, I heard the excuse when Clayton Kershaw gave up like 12 runs in the seventh inning a few years ago in St. Louis that it was really hot out there and Clayton got really tired. So I guess if Clayton gives up a bunch of runs in the seventh inning, you'll start hearing that excuse again. The interesting thing is, this will be the hottest World Series ever played today. And when you're paying, I don't know, $5,000 a ticket or something ridiculous just to get into the stadium to literally suffer for like 2 hours until the sun goes down, it's pretty interesting. I mean, that's paying a lot of money to sweat your ass off, and that's what a lot of people are going to do. The second hottest World Series of all time after today will be 2001 in Arizona. Arizona versus the Yankees, where they made them keep the roof open for the sake of fairness, if you remember that.
Wow. Yeah, remember that? They made Arizona keep... Major League Baseball basically said, nope, keep the roof open. It's what we have to do.
Why?
Just for fairness, because it was... They can't close the roof, and then the Yankees are like, ooh, this is much better. Thank you.
Yeah, they could.
That was my reenactment.
They do now.
Now, is
but
it?
They didn't then.
Is it going to be relatively hot in Houston as well?
Well, they have a roof,
Which they can use? They're allowed to use that roof?
Yeah, you can use the roofs now. They don't use them. They didn't use them back in 2001, but you can use them now. I mean, Houston is a horribly humid and disgusting weather place. I mean, there's no doubt it's a difficult place weather-wise. And this time of year, it's still hot in Texas, but... No, it won't be an issue when the Dodgers go out there for the weekend.
And because I'm a nerd, I looked this up, and there was only one day in Houston this year over 100 degrees, and the Astros were actually in Detroit playing. So they haven't even played in 100-degree weather. But, of course, humidity versus not humidity is a huge difference. But I don't like it.
What do you think?
I don't like
it
one bit.
What do you think is going to be the difference, P?
I mean, obviously, it's just the momentum of whichever team keeps it going, and whoever really has that kind of belief where they have timely hitting and it starts to feed off itself. The Dodgers have been nothing short of spectacular. Other than that swoon late in the season, this has been the best Dodger season of all time, basically, and certainly the best that I could ever remember.
And I haven't been following. What about Houston? Have they been on... the same track?
Oh, they've
or no?
been the best team in baseball. Yeah,
they have. Okay,
the three best teams in baseball. The American League had Houston and the Cleveland Indians, and the best team in the National League by far, basically all season long, has been the Los Angeles Dodgers. So the cream really has risen to the top. A lot of people would say it's a long time coming. I mean, the Dodgers are not a can-do Cinderella scrappy bunch. We're talking about the biggest payroll in the history of baseball. People make fun of the Yankees and laugh at the Yankees for all the money they spend. The Dodgers have spent more. And it's congruous because the Dodgers are the most visited sporting event every single year on Earth.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, people absolutely love the Dodgers, and you can feel the excitement. And it's beyond the Lakers in the NBA Finals, and that is a huge deal in this town. Or the Kings in the Stanley Cup. Sorry, Kevin. That's
Take
a
it
big
easy.
Deal. No doubt about it. It's a big deal. But this is a much bigger deal to everybody, I think, just because, A, the Latino fan base is absolutely massive for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and everybody is excited. And I'm damn excited. We're going to be out there today acting like idiots.
Well, if you're talking about momentum, wouldn't you give the advantage a little bit to the Astros just because of the rest that the Dodgers have had?
Well, that's what they said the last series. And the series before, they said, you know, these other teams are coming off scrapping and they're coming, you know, right out of the corner and ready to throw punches. And the Dodgers have been sitting around working out, stretching their backs. Corey Seager has been getting epidurals. And it didn't seem to matter against Arizona after their tough wild card victory. It didn't seem to matter against the Cubs after they had a knockdown, dragout NLDS with the Nationals. I mean, it's been a magical ride, and every time these Dodgers get out on the field for the playoffs, they've been absolutely dominant. So it wouldn't surprise me if we saw the exact same thing tonight. It also wouldn't surprise me if they get into a seven-game type of knockdown, dragout series with another team, like you said, Allie, that's got a lot of momentum. That being said, I don't think the Dodgers are going to get swept or anything like that.
Dodgers in five. Who's with me?
I read a lot of sports writers yesterday, and almost all of them said Dodgers in six.
Really?
But most of them are picking the Dodgers, yeah.
Huh.
A lot of people just like what the Dodgers have put together. Yasiel Puig has been a different player this year, much more disciplined, but he still has that fire and that wackiness that kind of ignites people and excites everybody. The young guys that have played, Bellinger's been off the charts, wonderful. We'll see if Corey Seager is going to be able to go with the bad back. Justin Turner out of Lakewood. The Red Samurai, as Vic the Brick calls him, is a hero in this town with a really great rise to fame.
Do you think he's going to like that beard this afternoon when it's 100 degrees?
It's going to be real.
It's going to suck.
I don't, it's hard for me to look at him sometimes because he just looks like such a Muppet.
Oh, it's a ginger Jesus.
I love him. I mean, he's one of my favorite players of all time, but that is a just, I mean, the hair is so long. The beard is so red. And it's shocking.
Do you think the difference in the series will be the bullpen? Because the Dodgers seem to have a better one.
Yeah, and that's been the case. You know, the real difference, the difference this playoffs, Kevin, has been the absolute and total relaxed way that Clayton Kershaw has been able to pitch. You know, he hasn't been absolutely spectacular, and that's the key. He hasn't been asked to be spectacular. He hasn't had to pitch on short rest. He hasn't had to stay out there when he's laboring because, A, he has more trust in the other starters, namely Yu Darvish, who's the number two guy.
Right.
And, B, the bullpen has been lights out. You know, Brandon Morrow's been awesome, and Kenley Jansen out of Curaçao, a converted catcher.
You've
got to give Nespoletti credit for making that guy a closer when he's a convert. He used to catch for Clayton Kershaw when
That's
they were
insane.
In the minor league.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, so Kenley Jansen has been the best closer in baseball, at least by my account, and if they can get to him, it's pretty automatic. So that's been the key, the bullpen and the other starters. And it's enabled Kershaw to kind of take a deep breath to where he's not such a chap-ass this year.
I want to ask you a question that we've had an argument here at the station about, and that is that after the Dodgers beat the Cubs 11-1 Thursday night to win the NLCS, they opened up the store at Dick's Sporting Goods in El Segundo, and there was a bunch of World Series gear. And people were buying hats with the World Series logo on it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so some of us are like, hey, wait, hold
Slow
on.
Slow your roll.
If they don't win, it's not something that you're going to want. And other people are like, just getting to the World Series is fantastic. I'm going to celebrate that. A lot of people are buying that gear. Where do you fall?
Well, it's been 29 years.
Right.
You know? So to me, it's something to celebrate. It's been a really difficult thing for the Dodgers to get to this moment. So, and we talked about how much people feel like they're part of the community. I mean, we go out to Dodger Stadium three or four times whenever they have a homestand, and you see the same people with their families. If people want to buy, you know, usually I'm a total a-hole about this stuff.
Right.
If people want to buy hats and paint their head white and put the red stitches on it like a baseball, I don't care. Let them do whatever they want.
All right. I like it. All right. So 1-800-520-1067. We'll take people's calls on this because people feel very strongly about it one way or the other.
It's not as bad as going to, like, to see 30 Seconds to Mars in a 30 Seconds to Mars t-shirt. It's not like that.
Well, here's the thing, and because I'm such a big hockey fan, the you know, when they win and get into the finals, they don't even touch the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
The team themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a very superstitious thing, whether you want to do that or not, whether you want to buy that gear or not. So, we're going to take people, Dodger fans' calls at 1-800-520-1067. Do you buy the gear that says World Series now, or do you wait until they win the World Series?
The players are going to wear the World Series gear while they're playing.
Right.
Why shouldn't the fans wear the World Series gear while they're watching and drinking and getting fat like good Americans?
I mean, well said.
Well said. Petros Papadakis, we always appreciate your time. You can follow him on Twitter at The Old P, and he's, of course, the co-host of Petros and Money Show on AM 570. What time are you going to be on today, Petros?
We'll be on at noon for an extravaganza with four broadcasters, me, the voice of the Chargers, Fred Rogan, and Rodney Pete.
All right. Wow. Sounds good. We always appreciate your time, Pete. Thank you.
All right. Fight on.
Fight on? What about go Dodgers?
Go Dodgers!
He's always going to go USC.
I know,
always.
But today?
I mean.
Come on, Pete!
Go Dodgers!
Thank you. We are talking about the Dodgers World Series gear. Do you get it before the World Series? Some people say no, and other mm-hmm. people are completely fine with it. We already talked to one listener who's fine with it. Let's talk to Zach in West Covina. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You buy the gear before they win?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they already had the gear made before the game was even over. So
for both teams, I assume,
really,
right?
They're just really trying to make money off of everybody. So why not just wait? Because you know they're going to make the same shirt when they win. And, of course, that's going to go out, and everybody's going to be like, well, why don't you have the shirt that says that they're the World Series champs, not just the NLS champs?
I mean, I assume that people who buy the
NLCS champs are going to buy.
I assume they'll buy both of them.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so, you're right. I mean, they probably will win the
money off of you.
They'll probably win the world wear the World Series, but almost exclusively if they win, right? The one that says that they won.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a real fan, don't you have a jersey already or a shirt that's a lucky one?
I mean, would think so.
Do you really need to buy another one just for one series, knowing you're going to buy another shirt after they win anyway?
Zach, why do you hate commerce?
Right. Thank you for the call. He was so disappointed.
Zach's so mad people are spending money.
All right, let's go to Dan and Pico Rivera. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
So I already bought my shirt, and the thing is, you're not buying World Series champion shirts. You're buying, it's a big deal. They made it to the World Series.
I agree it's a big deal they made it to the World Series. I'm just saying, do you want to buy that before they win it?
You're looking at it from a jinx standpoint, Kevin,
sort
right?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. Like, I'm a hardcore Dodgers fan. I've been to Arizona spring training. I got a spring training shirt. I got a regular season shirt. I got my playoff shirt. I got the NLCS shirt.
Okay.
Series. And two things real quick. Number one, it's not like we're putting up a Clippers Pacific Division championship BS. This is a big deal. I mean, the previous caller, Zach, said, oh, it's just a series. No, this is a world effing series.
Right.
And to quote Dave Grohl, it's totally cool to wear, well, he said band shirts to the concert. Why not team shirts to the game?
I don't think that's the question, but I hear you. So you're saying wear it proud. It's an accomplishment to get to the World Series, and you're all good with it.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Dan. Let's go to Mario, who's calling us in North Hollywood. Hi, Mario.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Santa Maria!
God damn it.
I love him so much. He calls and pranks us all the time. All right, let's go to Chris in Alhambra. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, thank you. Is it all right to buy the World Series gear before the series?
Yeah, you know, my honest opinion is it's the World Series. They haven't made it there in 29 years. Why not buy it? I think it's more frustrating to go on your Facebook and see people hop on that and think that they're a major fan of the Dodgers. They've never seen a game. You can actually go into their thread and see it, and you're just going, what are you doing?
Oh, so you're calling out the bandwagon fans. Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. I mean, it's absurd. So, you know, when it comes down to it, they're in the World Series, so why not buy a World Series shirt? I don't have a problem with that, but when it comes down to now you're the biggest fan in the world and you're jumping on this bandwagon, it's time for Dodger baseball, hashtag, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't make sense to me.
All right. I hear you. Thank you, Chris, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's see. That seems to be the way everyone is voting. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Aaron in Whittier. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
So I was at the stadium on Saturday at the Top of the Park store to buy World Series gear, and they, at the end of the day, they were sold out of World Series hats. I'm assuming that they got more hats in.
Right.
But, hey, if you didn't get it then, maybe you're out of luck. Maybe there'll be more. I'm sure there'll be more, though, at the stadium.
Well, that, I mean, the supply is not what we're calling about. We're asking if it's okay, if you think it's okay to buy it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That, I agree. You should be buying it. So we made it to the World Series. Here we are. Like the last caller said, 29 years, what have you been waiting for? Hopefully you've been saving your money for World Series ticket and World Series gear.
There you go. All right, Aaron. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Gabriel in Los Angeles. Hi, Gabriel. Hello, Gabriel.
Yellow.
Last chance. All right. Let's go to Jack in Los Angeles. Hi, Jack.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
So just wanted to point out, I absolutely agree that you should be able to wear the gear and buy the stuff now. It's been a long time. As somebody that remembers the World Series, I'm excited that they're in the World Series. And then the gear itself, I got to tell you, I work for a retailer that we were on standby to wait for the gear to go pick it up at the Majestic store in downtown L.A.
Right.
And they wouldn't print it until they clinched it. So those rumors that it was printed ahead of time, I'm telling you, I work for JCPenney. We bought 10,000 units ahead of time, and they would not print or release the material until we actually clinched it that night. So I was on standby Thursday morning, and then on standby.
So wait, so hold on. So hold on. So it makes a difference if they print that stuff before they win the NLCS?
They won't print it because legally they're not allowed to print that stuff.
Right, but then they do. So now you're saying it's fine for people to buy? Because that's the topic.
Well, I get the topic, but I guess I'm making two comments. One is I agree 100% that you should wear it. We've been waiting a long time.
Okay.
The last 4 or 5 years, making it to the playoffs and not winning to go all the way to the World Series. I'm excited myself as a big fan. I bought a hat. I bought a pennant shirt. I'm real excited to be there. And it doesn't say World Series champs. It just says World Series.
Right.
And I'm excited for the World Series.
I think but you speak for pretty much everybody that we've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, the people coming into the stores to buy the merchandise, the excitement on their face, their excitement of bringing in their families to buy these hats and buy these shirts, you can just tell. They are so excited.
Right.
Where dad's telling his kid, hey, I went to the World Series 29 years ago. You're going to go to the World Series. Here's a hat, kid. I mean, that's just awesome.
All right. Thank you for your call, Jack. And let's take one more and let's make it Jeff in Fullerton. Hi, Jeff.
How's it going?
Good.
I'm a huge Indians fan. My family's from Ohio.
Okay.
And last year I bought a World Series champion shirt off of eBay.
Oh.
And they had a 3-1 lead on the Cubs.
Right.
And of course we know how that goes. They lost. And
right.
I think it's a jinx. I don't think you should buy it.
Well, you bought a world champion shirt. That's not smart. No offense, Jeff.
Plus, you're the Indians, and we're talking about the Dodgers, so I'm sorry to have to overrule you, but I think everybody pretty much agreed from the phones that that's okay.
All right.
That's all right.
Solved.
You buy the gear. All right, let's clear the lines. Everybody that's on the lines, we've run out of time for that topic, unfortunately, but we do have Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con tickets, and Ralph's going to make you play a game if you would like to earn those. 1-800-520-1067. You call, and we'll play next. Ralph, tell people what we're playing for right now. This
weekend, it's Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con. Really one of my favorite cons, and I go to a bunch of them. This is right down there at the convention center. It's all weekend long, 3 days of great panels and cosplay and comics and TV shows and celebrities. In fact, on Saturday, I am hosting a panel along with my buddy Kevin Smith. We're doing a tribute to our friend Adam West, who passed away this year. We're going to have Burt Ward, TV's Robin, along with Julie Newmar and Lee Merriweather, two of the cat women, will be with us as we talk about Adam. And then we're doing a big art auction as well. Some of the top comic artists have donated their skills to do Batman art that we're auctioning off to raise money for St. Jude Children's Hospital in Adam West's name. That'll be on Saturday. But all weekend long, there's great stuff going on at Stanley's L.A. Comic-Con. So to give away 3-day passes to the Comic-Con, I thought we'd play a little game. What I'm going to do is play for you the theme music from a movie or TV show that is based on a comic book superhero. You just need to identify what show or movie I'm playing the music from. It's a game we call Musical Heroes.
They, Kevin and Bean.
Yes, Kevin and Bean.
Giving away tickets.
And you.
You. People listening.
And hero music themes.
Hero music themes.
So guess them.
Right.
And go to Comic-Con. So easy.
It's not that easy.
All right.
Just if you play.
Just if you play.
All right.
So I will play music.
Musical heroes.
Right. I'll play music from a TV.
It's time to play.
TV or movie based on a comic book superhero. You just need to name the project that I'm playing the music from, okay?
All right. Let's start with Caesar in Wilmington.
Caesar.
Good morning.
Caesar, you know your comic book movies and TV shows?
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm going to play a little music. You need to identify what show or movie it comes from. Here you go. Wow, even Allie knew this one. That's rare. Caesar, any guesses?
Is it Spider-Man?
It's Spider-Man, yes.
Musical heroes.
Congratulations, you got a 3-day pass to Stanley's LA Comic Con.
All right.
And no drawing, right?
No, you win, you're in.
Congrats. All right, let's move along to George in Whittier.
George.
Good morning.
Good morning. Here's your musical hero. You know what project that music is from?
That is from The Flash.
It's from Flash, absolutely. Well done. You're in.
Musical heroes.
These are my people. I love that music. It makes you want to run fast.
I hear. I am Barry Allen. Elena.
Elena.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I'm going to play some music. You need to tell me what superhero movie or TV show it's from, okay?
All right. I'm doing my best.
All right. Here you go. Dana?
It's Batman.
You're right. It's Batman.
Nicely done.
Well done. Yay, Danny Elfman there. Good stuff.
Three for three.
I know. These are my people.
Let's go to Christy in Long Beach.
Look at all the girls who are calling in. Woo! I love it. I love girl nerds. Christy, I'm going to play you some music from a superhero TV show or movie you need to identify it. Here you go.
All right. Go.
Christy, do you know it?
X-Men!
X-Men, that's right. The X-Men cartoon.
Musical heroes! You're
going to the Stanley LA Comic-Con.
Yes, thank you!
Hold on, we'll give you all the details.
Congratulations.
Four for four so far.
Come on now.
Irving,
no pressure,
no pressure, right? But we're perfect up until you.
Hey.
Okay, I don't feel good.
I'm going to play some music and see if you can identify it to keep our streak intact. Here you go. Go, Irving. You know what show or movie that's from?
You gave all the other people the easy ones.
This was easy.
Green Arrow.
No, I'm sorry, Irving. That's the theme from Smallville. You remember Smallville?
Okay. Didn't watch Smallville.
Oh, you're missing out. Tom Welling. Tom Welling was dreamy.
Get off Chip's phone.
Oh, he would be shirtless so much.
Is that why you watched
that part? Yeah.
Let's go to Brian in San Jacinto. Hi.
Good morning.
Brian, I'm going to play some music, see if you can identify it. Here you go. Any luck, Brian? It is Arrow. Arrow, absolutely. Well done, sir. You're going to the Stanley LA Comic Con this weekend.
Sweet.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing, everybody. Musical heroes.
Just after 8, Jensen Karp will join us, our friend.
Ah, Karp.
He's back in. He's got
Karpy.
The show Drop the Mic on
Carpenter.
CBS. Does anyone call him Carpenter?
I do.
He's got the new show, Drop the Mic, on TBS, which is coming up. So we're going to talk to him just after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here. We're going to look at the showbiz beat.
Remember yesterday?
No.
I do.
No.
Good times. Times yesterday. We talked to Harvey Levin.
Christmas spirit.
Come on now.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
All right, Harvey, we always appreciate your time on Mondays. You can follow Harvey on Twitter.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Words are hard.
I almost went home and put up my tree yesterday. I was so inspired.
Does that sound like Kevin was singing?
Yeah.
Deck the halls.
Like your tree's not already up.
Yeah, you have a year-round tree, don't you?
I have an all-season tree, but that gets moved once I put the Christmas tree up. No, come on.
Then you have just a veritable forest in your home with all the trees.
I have three trees.
Who needs three trees?
You have three
people
Christmas trees.
People that love Christmas.
Are they real?
No.
All right,
stop it.
Three trees.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Then get off my holiday.
Because you want a tree in your living room, because that's where most people are congregating.
That's where Santa comes.
Then you want a little tree in the dining room. So when you're eating there, it's like, oh, look at the spirit. And then I move my all-season tree into my bedroom so I can have some semblance of fun in there.
You sound insane.
Thank
do you realize that?
I do.
You should be medicated.
Well, maybe.
You should be medicated, that's for sure. Corey Feldman wants you to know he's not a pothead, all right?
Did we think he was?
Well, he was pulled over in Louisiana by the police there. In his tour bus, well, his tour RV.
Okay.
It's not really a bus. He's touring with his band, The Angels. You remember Corey Feldman and The Angels?
Yeah,
remember
Jensen them? Karp went to see them.
Of course
he did. Took a party bus to go see them.
Because Jensen Karp loves irony. That's why.
Yes.
You remember them from the Today Show, though. Remember when they performed?
Yes.
And Corey was doing all his funky movements?
Yeah, I think.
Do we have that, Chip?
He's the best.
Yeah.
We have some Corey and the Angels?
When Kiss first started, when Eminem first started, when Nirvana first started, they all got hate. People were turning them off at the radio stations. People were walking off the dance floor at the clubs because it didn't make sense to them at that time. But those all became amazing legends.
Right.
So just think of it that way. And that really turned it around for me because I'm like, you know what? You're right. A lot of people get hate in the beginning because we're doing something new. It hasn't been done before.
But yeah. Sometimes you're getting hate because you're
you
bad.
You suck. Yeah. Sometimes right. You suck.
Do we want to continue or do we want to try and find the song? Because there's more interview.
But that was when the Today Show invited him back after
his
there was
first
so much
embarrassment
hate.
To perform again to get more hate.
And they said, oh, no,
Today Show is mean.
They hate everyone.
They really are.
Beginning. Sure, everybody gets hate.
I think there's probably some music next. The lies they tarnish you, try to abolish you. Spin your good deeds until they become bothers. They match your name with shame. They point at life at you that nobody knows their name. Yeah. Rock out, Angels.
It's not. Good.
So his RV gets pulled over in Louisiana, and the police chief, Perry Fleming, said he noticed the smell of marijuana.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey said he was not arrested or put in jail. A member of his crew had a legal prescription for medical marijuana from California. Yeah, you're in Louisiana. No street drugs were found. He had to fork over a $640 fine. Because it was his RV, says Corey. Oh, you're driving around your own RV with your band.
Like everyone did in the beginning, Ralph.
And he was driving with a suspended license, too. That didn't help him. But he calls it a shakedown.
A shakedown?
Yeah, it was a shakedown.
Like the cops
man.
Had their eyes on him specifically?
Yeah. Well, they're going to get them big, rich showbiz people. Take some of that money, I guarantee, down there in Louisiana. So he put everything straight in his Twitter feed by saying he didn't break the law. It was a shakedown, man. You ain't welcome around here no more, Cora Feldman. Didn't he have a? He wasn't licensed to drive one of his movies.
It sure was.
Yes.
Well,
yeah,
he should have had a license to drive.
Would have helped.
The movie wasn't called Suspended License to Drive,
right? With weed,
Corey Feldman with weed. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin Klein is 70 years old today. B.D. Wong celebrates his 57th birthday. Very talented actor. Drake is 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Jensen Karp is in the studio with us.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Jensen, how are you?
I'm well. I'm happy to be back on my home court. I'm very excited to be with you guys.
What are all your roles on our show? I'm not positive that I even know.
Okay, it's important to know. Okay. I am the hip-hop correspondent,
yes.
So
right.
Obviously every rock-focused radio station in Los Angeles needs one person to come in and remind you what hip-hop is, and that one person should be a Jewish white guy. And then the other thing I'm a beef correspondent.
Right.
So anytime that there's like an argument within the hip-hop community, mm-hmm. I come in and explain it to you.
It's almost impossible to really follow it as closely as Jensen does.
I'm gross. I'm technically gross. I am like if Offset and Cardi B have a fight where they almost break up, mm-hmm. I know about it.
She didn't mean it, though. She just Snapchatted. That was just spur of the moment.
It was a joke, yeah. And it's creepy to me that I have put so much of my brain into hip-hop. Like, mm-hmm. I should have focused on, like, curing cancer or even just, like, something of some importance.
I don't know. I feel like what you're doing is God's work, Jensen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Don't minimize it.
Although on your podcast, I got to be honest, I'm tired of you talking about how hairy you are.
I'm a very hairy guy. I am Harry Potter, but spelled differently. Yeah. Today, hip-hop-wise, we do have Method Man on our podcast, though.
How about that?
Which I'm very excited about, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about drop the mic.
Yes. You say it. Drop the mic.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's daylight savings, yeah?
Yes. Unfortunately, he's not here to annoy.
That's true. Let's just say it all day then. Yeah, I have a television show, which is so insane. You guys have sort of been with me through this whole journey of being sort of this failed rapper who had an art gallery and a book and all these things you've had me in for.
The book is Kanye West.
Owes me $300.
Right?
And now that has all sort of commenced into a television show, which debuts tonight on TBS at 10:30 p.m. And it's called Drop the Mic. And it is where we teach celebrities how to rap battle.
Mm. All right, before we get into the celebrities, tell us about the rap battle.
Okay, so
when did that start?
The rap battle?
Yes.
Well, it
no, not with James Corden. In music.
Well, no, James Corden created the rap battle.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. No, it's very easy. I mean, the dozens is a thing that people talk about all the time in the history of hip hop, and that is just guys sitting on the block just talking poop to each other and just sort of being laughing and making fun of each other's moms. And then as hip hop started to progress in the parks and people would go up on the mic and be like, you know, my name is Jeff, and I'm, you know, all those things, it started to be like, I'm better than this dude. You know, like, right. An MC would say, you know, he doesn't get the party started like I do, and from there it just got.
Was that most of what rap was for a little bit?
It was always that. I mean, during those times, it was always a DJ up there talking about how, or an MC talking about how great a DJ is, and you'd say this DJ is better than this one, and then that turned into all out just making fun of another dude, and then you have the Bridge and KRS-One and MC Shan, and all these things started to happen.
And then white people discovered it with 8 Mile,
and then we ruined it all. No, and then that happened. Yeah, but that's where my history is. I came up as a battle rapper. I was a champion here in Los Angeles. I got a $1 million record deal because of rap battling.
Tell people. How?
Interscope. I was on LA radio, and Jimmy Iovine heard me and gave me...
This was back in the day. Say what station it was. It was the Baker Boys, right?
Yeah, the Baker Boys over at The Beat.
Yeah.
Which is no longer there. I think it's now a car dealership. and so I ended up going on and won the contest there, and then Jimmy Iovine heard me and gave me $1 million. I recorded now with Kanye West and Redman and Fabulous and DJ Quick and Maya and so many great people, and then my career failed. Yeah, it's great.
Oh.
But look what it turns into.
All right, yeah. When did you start working with James Corden?
James Corden, I was basically after the hip-hop stuff, I became a comedy writer and started to do all the stops that guys in glasses who went to UCB do. And one of my stops was on the Late Late Show at James Corden, and Ben Winston, his partner on the show, and James asked me if I had any ideas, and this was it. I've had this idea
you
for...
You said drop the mic.
Well, wow. Drop the mic's from someone else, but it's from Ben's wife, actually. But I said I can teach anyone to rap in 2 hours. I had just done it a week before with The Rock and Kevin Hart on the MTV Movie Awards. I taught them a rap for that show. And I said, listen, I could teach anyone. It's very easy, and they didn't believe me.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe you either, because I'm not good at rapping.
Listen, I can do it. And so they go, there's the board of guests. There's the board of guests. And I look up, and Anne Hathaway's name is there. And I said, look at Anne Hathaway. And they go, she's not going to do it. And we call her, and she's like, I will do this.
And she killed it.
Killed.
But yeah. Anne Hathaway, how do you... Like, I couldn't even get my head around calling and pitching that to her.
Well, listen,
because she seems cool, but she seems
does
like...
Does she seem cool? Yeah, she is cool, but does she seem cool?
I mean, a lot of people don't think she's cool, yeah. But people that actually know her think she's real
cool. She is
cool.
Very cool.
Oh,
yeah.
We have a clip of that?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a clip of that.
Oh, great.
All right, so here we go.
Here's my work.
I admit that Anne is both talented and sweet, and it's hard to say anything about her that's mean, but I'm gonna try my best and air it out like tank tops, and like a movie Get Smart, her rhymes are gonna flop. Oh, and I touch on something a bit ill. I'm either Drake of this battle and Anne is Meek Mill. Now it's her turn to try and act a little scary, because the only cat woman I acknowledge is Halle Berry.
All right, just before she goes, you wrote both of these?
I wrote James's side. So
you wrote
James's
side.
Yeah,
okay.
Eliza Skinner, who writes on our show now, she wrote the Anne Hathaway side.
A Catwoman diss? Gosh, what do? I can't make fun of you, James, because no one's heard of you. Now that I finally have a chance to speak, I say your rhymes are like your ratings, man, they're incredibly weak. They say don't quit your day job, but you really should. I looked you up on IMDb, it said nothing good. Google James Corden is, it says hopefully dead. I'm like your wife. I watch Seth Meyers instead.
Oh! I mean, come on.
She's good. She killed.
Yeah.
She killed, and she was good at rapping.
Yeah, because she's a theater kid, man. I know exactly which kind of person can rap if you teach them. I'm not trying to say they could release a mixtape the next day. They're not Rakim. But listen, you can teach them to be a sort of a standard rapper.
Is it difficult to write battle raps for other people?
No. This is all I do. This is all I do. Twitter, my whole Twitter persona is making fun of people. This is I was born a very nice person who has the ability to be very mean, and I'm not sure why.
It's so possible writing. That cancer would not be a thing. If he had gone into different channels.
True?
Yes, because he's that smart.
Wow. I thought you were saying, like, I can give cancer. You're saying
I can take out
cancer. Okay, great. Yeah.
So writing the rap is the easy part.
Yes.
And then giving it to, say, a Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
Is the hard part.
Well, tonight our premiere is James Corden versus Halle Berry.
Oh, my God.
And wow. Anthony Anderson versus Usher.
Okay.
So you could understand that Halle Berry has some things in the news recently.
Mm-hmm.
We go there.
Oh.
Usher has some things in the news
recently.
All right. Hold on.
Let's go there.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Jensen Karp is here. The name of the show is Drop the Mic. It's tonight on TBS at 10:30. That's the premiere of the show. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back. Jensen Karp.
Oh, hi.
Our hip-hop correspondent is in the studio with us. He's got a brand-new television show that is on tonight called Drop the Mic, TBS, 10:30. It premieres, and we're going to see who.
Well, tonight you're going to see Halle Berry go up against James Corden in a rap battle, which is pretty much all I should have to say for you to watch.
Right.
And then we have Anthony Anderson versus Usher.
Oh, dear.
And we definitely go there.
Oh.
Like what you're thinking in a rap battle about Usher gets kind of talked about.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it difficult to get the celebrities to sign off on stuff like that?
It is. It's a bit of a process, right? Yeah. So I came in and told my co-producers, James Corden and Ben Winston, they were like, well, maybe we send them the easy one, and then when they get here, we convince them to put in the rough stuff. And I go, no.
No, opposite.
You send them everything, yeah. And then you get them to pull stuff out, and then you get the things you want in because they're scared of the other one.
Right. They've never had to get stuff through a process like that, have they?
No. I mean, but also, they run a
give
show.
Give them stuff to cut out, yeah. And then they feel like they're doing their job.
It's been my whole life. Right. And so I'm trying to explain that to them. And it ends up working out, and you'll see tonight that, you know, we talk about Halle Berry's divorces. We talk about Usher's penis. Talk about a lot of stuff.
You probably have to be very careful the way you phrase things for them,
yeah,
though.
I think so. I mean, there's certain things we would never talk about. You know, there's things that are just crazy if we try to put them in a rap because that's not fair. But then there are certain things you go, you know, you got to talk. Like if you're going on a rap battle show, you know what you're in for. We have so many examples from the James Corden show.
Right.
So you know you're going into something that's a little harsh and you know that people want to hear it. And also, what's the best way to address something other than, you know.
Agreed.
Taking rapping.
Rapping.
That's what I say. My question is, has anyone ever said, I can't say that?
Yeah, mostly about other people, not about themselves.
Oh,
so
is
like,
that right?
Yeah, so like if you bring in Halle Berry and you're like, okay, you're gonna talk about how fat James is. She's like, but he's not that fat. And I was like, but today he is. You know, like you know, like that kind of stuff. They feel bad. They go, is he okay with this? Is she okay with this? And you
right.
say yes, and they go, all right, well, I guess.
Really?
It's open
so they're
season.
More concerned about the other person
yes.
than they are themselves.
Oh, that's
nice
lovely
to hear.
To see.
Absolutely.
Who else is on this season?
Well, we have some battles that you are just dying to see. We have Rascal Flatts.
How do we know that yet?
Well, Rascal Flatts versus Boyz II Men. That's a 3-on-3.
Wow.
We have
wow.
It's pretty crazy.
That seems epic and impossible.
Jason Derulo versus One Direction's Liam Payne, which is a very good one.
Go Liam.
We have Randall Park from Fresh Off the Boat who can spit. He like
actually
is that
right?
rap versus James Vanderbeek of Dawson's Creek fame.
Wow.
I'm into that one. We have Nicole Scherzinger versus Little Rel from the Jerrod Carmichael show and Get Out.
Right.
I'm blanking for all, but we have Shania Twain. Right? Shania Twain is going to rap.
How do you convince people like that? Is this just showing them other...
Yeah, they love... I mean, they love watching those viral clips, whether it's, you know, Anne Hathaway or Usain Bolt or David Schwimmer has done it. I mean, they
right.
see those and we make them look like rap superstars because that's what we work to do.
How do you do it? How long does it take them to record? Like, is it a difficult process?
No, honestly, a couple takes and that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. We really don't go too deep into it. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but like, we get it done within, and sometimes we just do a second take to have it. You know, sometimes they get
so
it on the first
take. One they get it.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's
oh, what about somebody like that works on this show? If you heard them spit,
yes,
maybe something they had recorded in the past. Could you improve on this perfection?
Rich green pleather, bright yellow hair. My sentence structure is beyond compare. Kevin's the name. Don't wear it out. I already forgot what I was talking about. Could someone please fill me in? Big Ducks fan. Watch all the time him. All the time him. Big Ducks fan.
What was that from?
We had no idea we were going to do it.
What
yes.
was that from?
Is there Big Ducks fan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just something that's that I said. It's one of my moments with where I just totally screwed it up.
But I mean, that guy can flow. So it's just giving him the right words.
I can spit. I spit.
Well, yeah. You could tell that his inspiration was somewhere between Busta Rhymes and David Faustino from Married with Children. Somewhere in between the two. So I understand. Yeah.
Tell us about getting Method Man to be the host.
He is my hero growing up. I so much so that when I turned 16, my front license plate was his logo airbrushed onto a license plate that I got at the swap meet.
You're adorable.
Yeah, I'm the biggest fan of him. Wow. And now he works for me, which is insane. And he's so cute. Like, he's living in L.A. for us taping. Mm-hmm. And I know that he mostly...
Oh, he's living here specifically for the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I knew for sure, like, he just goes back to his hotel and hangs out if his family's not here. So one day I go up to him at taping and I go, hey, man, what are you doing tonight? And I'm trying to hang out with him because I'm clearly a stan.
Method
yeah.
Man.
And he goes, I don't know, man, what you doing? I was like, well, I'm thinking about seeing a movie. And I'm just making up stuff. And he goes, oh, what movie? And I'm like, the new Kong, the Skull Island. And he's like, no, I'm not seeing that. And I was like, what? Why aren't you seeing it? It looks good in the preview. He goes, my favorite critic didn't like it. I don't see anything my favorite critic hates.
No,
and I was like,
sorry.
Really? And I was like, who's your favorite critic? He's like, Owen Gleiberman. I was like, okay, man. I was like, you're a huge Owen Gleiberman fan. Sounds good to me, Method Man. And so, like,
so many layers.
That's so weird.
He's so layered. Yes. And that's the thing is, like, he reads every review this guy does and will only see films.
Is that right?
I love him so much.
It's adorable.
Oh, that's insane.
He's an adorable man.
I want to play one of the ones that you already aired on James Corden,
sure.
and that is Samuel L. Jackson.
Sure.
Tell me about him.
Sam Jackson was awesome. He is one of those examples where we're like, I wonder if he can rap, and then he comes in and he like nailed it in the first rehearsal. Yeah.
With Samuel Jackson, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and this is also, I think, we kind of do a bit on The Late Late Show where James is never going to win, and sometimes he wins, and yet we just have to push it towards the guest winning. This time he got murdered. And James walked off stage and looked at me and he's like, well, I just got killed. And that's the first time we've ever felt that like the celebrity just straight up murdered him.
Yeah. Is that cool with James?
Yeah, I think James is such a professional and he's just down to play the game.
He
so.
Seems like a fun yeah, person he's, that's just all about it being funny regardless of who wins.
Yeah, he's
and
0-10.
That's refreshing.
He's 0-10. He's literally 0-10. Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Drop the mic where I end up an abuser to prove that Ellen Samuel L. Jackson stands for loser. You need almost 200 humans, that's insane. For every hateful eight, there's a snakes on a plane. He's the highest grossing actor, that is fact. That's how he buys all those damn Kangol hats. And now it's human bodyguard coming to go get it. The only time you get applause is when you show up after credits.
I'm a loser at what? Being unknown, be humble. Sit down. You about to get Black Snake on. Just get mad for your son, because I'm the real star. No one knows who you are without Adele in a car. It's amazing you're not at overexposed, and you look like a minion in too tight clothes. In your emoji movie out here, you just play a hand. So look, I'm going to put it in a way you can understand.
And then he gave him the finger.
Gave him the finger.
I mean.
Yeah. And that's pretty strong.
Sam was pretty much. We were like, oh, well, that hurt.
Did you write both of those? Or just
I wrote pieces, but I mostly wrote James. And at the certain time, I was like, well, I'm just going to lose this, so why don't we just go crazy?
did Eliza Skinner write?
Eliza Skinner wrote the other side.
I'm going to put it out there, Jensen. She's writing all the winners.
She can, yeah, well, technically, I write mostly James. So, yes, I am mostly the James writer.
So you're trying to lose, you say.
I mean,
he's supposed to lose.
Yeah. I mean, there are ones where I just am straight. I mean, there are ones where I'm just clearly like put this in James' mouth because it makes me laugh.
Right.
But we did try to let him win the first time on Drop the Mic on TBS, and that was just the audience who didn't pick him. But I don't know.
Oh, the audience.
No, who judges?
In our show, Method Man, because he's in Wu-Tang Clan, is our main judge. But he listens to the audience. He's also maybe one of America's worst TV judges, which is adorable because
he's
like
a little Paula Abdul-ish with the niceness.
Like, he's like, yo, the audience was close on that one. But Timothy Simons, you're taller. You win. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And Timothy Simons was like, that's not how you judge a rap battle. But we have Timothy Simons versus Tony Hale, two of our favorite people from Veep. Yeah, so two of our favorite characters from Veep go head-to-head. And we have Chrissy Metz on the show. And so many people that really take – I know it sounds crazy, like we're bastardizing like all of hip-hop. But in real life, these people came in and practiced for hours and like actually took the art form serious. And you don't watch a celebrity softball game and think we're like – you know, crapping on baseball.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
These people aren't releasing mixtapes. These people are having fun one time and then, you know, they're
listen, I was in with Method Man, but then I heard you had one of my favorite DJs, DJ Newmark.
We do, from Jurassic 5.
Like, hello!
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah.
You win.
That's my thing, is that I went out of my way as a hip-hop fanatic to make it as possibly hip-hop as I could at TBS at 10:30. Like, I got Method Man, I got DJ Newmark, we have people like battle champions like Roan and Hollow the Don came in to help, and Carter Deems, and these names that only these hip-hop nerds like me are gonna know, Dumbfounded. We had them come help. This is a real thing, and we're not taking ourselves that serious. We're having a good time, and I hope everyone else does.
All right, tell us again who's on tonight.
It's James Corden versus Halle Berry.
Okay.
And then we have Anthony Anderson versus Usher. Next week, every Tuesday, this is going to be on, obviously. Uh-huh. Next week, we have Gronkowski, the football player.
I'm sorry, Barry, the lead? Gronkowski. What is wrong with you?
Gronkowski goes up against, of all people, Jane the Virgin, Gina Rodriguez.
I don't even know what's happening.
Who can spit? Who can
well,
rap?
Well, Gronkowski, good Lord.
Well, it's tough to rap when you can't really read.
And like marbles in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Spirit.
He might have had to go a cappella. There might be some issues there. He may have had to go a cappella. But listen, it's fun and you'll like it.
Drop the Mic is the name of the show. It's on tonight and every Tuesday night at 10:30 on TBS. Also, you can follow Jensen on Twitter. He's a good follow. Jensen Clan 88.
With a C because I'm not racist.
It's the good clan, right? Yeah. And the podcast is Get Up On This, which is also great. It's available on
Thanks.
iTunes.
Yeah, today we have Method Man as our guest.
Oh, how'd you get him?
Oh, I paid him to do a television show. And then I asked him to come, and Owen Gleiberman likes me.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53 in a half hour. We talk to Petros Papadakis about Game 1 of the World Series with the Dodgers-Astros.
That's baseball, right?
That is baseball,
okay, I just want to make sure I'm not up to date.
It is baseball,
not
yes.
Not up to date on these things.
World Series, Ralph. You got to care.
The whole world is playing?
And the whole world.
That's nuts.
I know.
What country do we go up against?
We're going up the country of Houston.
Oh.
Yeah.
Planet Houston.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Isn't Ducks Flyers tonight?
It is. Go Flyers.
I mean.
But is it the finals? Stanley Cup Finals?
World Series, you guys.
Baseball, though, right?
How dare you?
Just saying baseball, right?
By the way, that's Ralph and Chip.
Right?
Not Allie and Kevin, who loves baseball.
Kevin loves baseball.
No, I don't love
Send him a lot of baseball information and stuff on his Twitter feed and his emails.
I don't love baseball, but everyone I know is so wrapped up in this.
It's huge
good for
Los
them.
Angeles.
I want,
all
of my I want friends. Them to enjoy
I want this
that.
For all of my friends.
I want them to enjoy it.
Same.
Away from me, somewhere not near me. Over there with Allie.
Now
celebrate over
watching.
There.
You're the worst.
With her and her year-round tree of lights. Her baseball tree.
Trust me, my tree is on blue.
Damn right it is.
Yep.
All of our trees are on blue.
Sure.
Come on.
What else would you set your tree for? At home, when you set your tree,
well,
what else would you set it for?
On weekends, I set it to red, white, and blue for the Patriots.
We need to go burn.
We need to go in depth more, I think, a little bit on this one. Might need to spend some time on this one tomorrow.
I was wondering how I was going to use all these bags that I was going to take out to the desert, and now I have a use for one.
Wait.
Yeah?
Nope.
Thank you, Chip.
You going to chop me up?
I don't know. You're kind of small. You could just fit in one bag.
Okay, because you said there's a lot of bags.
Well, you know, I keep them handy. Keep them handy because people need to be taken to the desert in a bag. Hey, I have tickets to see Thor Ragnarok. Down in Ragnarok.
Down in Ragnarok. Dance, kiss, away.
Ellie wanted to continue.
The day.
No.
Let the music
Okay, play. we played that joke. We've done that now. That was fun. Set your tree for shh.
She does not have that setting.
No, she doesn't.
Nope.
I've got a pair of tickets to the IMAX 3D advanced screening of Thor Ragnarok at IMAX headquarters. This is going to be awesome. It's happening on October 30th. You'll see the movie in 3D at the IMAX headquarters before anybody else because it's not in theaters till November 3rd. Chris Hemsworth, of course, returns. Tom Hiddleston is back as Loki. Cate Blanchett as Hela. This looks awesome. The Hulk stops by. This movie's got everything. Five lucky winners right now who call in.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
I love you too, Dave. Call now. We'll get right back to you.
We won't get back to you.
Yeah, you said.
We'll actually answer the phone.
You said we get back to them.
I've said a lot of things that are false, Ralph. You know that.
That's true. We got that moment with
come on
from yesterday.
Now. I feel like
maybe people haven't heard it. I'm
I
just
feel
saying.
Like everyone's heard it.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
All right, Harvey. We always appreciate your time on Mondays. You can follow Harvey on Twitter.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Never ceases to be funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Paramount Pictures is going to make a big screen Dora the Explorer movie. That seems unnecessary.
Yay!
Good news is Michael Bay's going to produce it. It's not a joke. It means Dora's going to blow stuff up.
None of this makes sense.
It doesn't.
It's going to be Dora the Exploder.
Oh.
Right? Instead of Explorer. Beep!
I get it.
Thank God.
Why Michael Bay? What's...
I don't know.
Come on.
Look, that'd she's amazing, a little girl with a monkey.
Yeah.
Who answers riddles and stops a fox from taking things.
But isn't the...
That's
crux
all she
of
is.
That story is that she's a little girl.
Yeah, well, she's not going to be little in this movie. She's going to be a young, hot Latina, I think, who visits her cousin Diego in the big city.
Stop it.
Yeah, we don't need this.
I don't think
Let
so.
Let it just be what it is.
And if we did need this, it needs to be done by someone else.
I'm so glad that my kid's out of the Dora the Explorer phase, by the way. It's a hard show to watch. Whew, that's rough.
Hey, map, where are we going?
I'm the map. All right, you're the map. We all know.
There are some shows that your kids watch that you're excited about because you can watch them as an adult and enjoy them.
Odd Squad on PBS, by the way. If you've got a kids and you're not watching Odd Squad, you're missing out. I love that show. I watch it when my kid's not around. Odd Squad. It's awesome.
That's how I felt with my kids and Phineas and Ferb. Loved it.
You don't have any kids.
But I did watch Phineas and Ferb.
But you don't have kids.
I could. I could have kids, Ralph.
No, you couldn't. No, you could not.
Because my ovaries are dust.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin Kline. One of my favorites, Kevin Kline.
Set your tree to shh.
Yeah, please.
That went south so fast!
70 years old today. B.D. Wong is 57. And Drake, he's a rapper, just like Kevin. Do we have Kevin's rap?
No, we don't. That was
Kevin's rap, in case you missed our conversation with Jensen Karp about Kevin's rap.
Wait, was that or you want from this morning?
He also rapped this morning, too.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot.
Why not both?
Whatever you got.
Why not both?
Dealer's choice.
Throw some shit up there. Here is the dough. Back with the bass. Pajamas live and infected. I don't waste time. Love the mic and the dope rhyme. Mark to the middle. Jump to the real jump.
Come on. I don't even know how I know that many words.
I mean.
Yeah. Got mad flow, yo.
The incredible season. No, I don't know.
Yeah, we have time. We have time.
Come on.
Yeah, we got time.
Rich green brother, bright yellow hair. My sentence structure is beyond compare. Kevin's the name. Don't wear it out. I already forgot what I was talking about. Could someone please fill me in? Big Ducks fan. Watch all the time him. All the time him. Big Ducks fan.
What? That reminds me of the Super Bowl shuffle. Like, it's the same type of bad.
I think that's what we meant
to do. Is it really?
I think so.
Well, nailed it.
We all partook.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to hear all of that.
It's not our finest moment.
All right, tomorrow we revisit the Kevin and Bean Super Bowl shuffle.
If we're playing mine twice today, then I believe we have to bring out
everyone else's. Remember your green pleather jacket? I miss the green pleather jacket.
I do remember
that.
Kevin
used to have a green pleather jacket.
Not ironically?
Not ironically. It was very green, and it was made of fake leather.
Wait, what?
Yes!
Stop
you know, it was pre-chip? Was that pre-chip, too? Kevin had a green pleather jacket.
Kevin.
Those are good times, the pleather jacket
I'll
days.
Say.
Look, I don't dress well.
But that's going out of your way.
I mean.
That's aggressive.
It is aggressive.
It's not just I'm going to pick up what's on the floor and just put it on. That was you had to work to get that.
That's a bad choice.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as me.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:39.
Go baseball!
Ralph Garman is back in the studio. Go Dodgers, specifically?
Bye, Dodgers, yes.
Time for the last showbiz beat of the day.
Hit the good old bean bag with all the pine tar.
You can't even pretend.
I ain't got nothing for you. Larry King's talking baseball.
Yeah, huge fan.
Huge Dodgers fan.
Didn't he sit behind home plate at the Dodgers games for like 100
decades.
Years?
He's
yeah.
got season tickets right behind home plate, Kevin. You're absolutely right. He said he will be there. Tonight, however, he's going to have a date. I'm assuming it's his wife.
Yeah.
And hope so.
His kids want to come, too. He's got sons. They want to go to the game. So he said tickets in his section. What do you think they're going for? Those seats.
Right behind home plate?
Yeah. What do you think they're per seat? What do you think those tickets are going for?
Easily probably 10 grand.
A seat?
Yeah.
It says here 6 grand.
Okay.
6 All grand right. each. And so he said he's sending his kids to the nosebleed section. He's not going to shell out for tickets where he is. That's nuts. So they're going to be all the way up there.
That's awesome.
By the way, he said they're going to be up in upper left field, he said his kids will be sitting. What do you think those tickets are going for? Nosebleeds, upper left field, all the way at the top.
$500?
$800?
$800 exactly, Allie. Good guess.
Thank you. I mean,
it's a lot.
It's a lot of money, and it's going to be so hot.
A lot of hotness and money.
I am going to be spending no money in air conditioning.
I guess that's better.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy any gear? Are you going to buy any
Any?
I have a really
World Series I'm national not champion gear.
No, I'll wait hats, until they shirts. Win it. But I have a great LA Dodgers hat that says the LA and it says loyal. It's
we were talking
awesome.
Today earlier whether to buy just National League championship gear or mm-hmm. just wait and see if they mm-hmm. win the World Series and then get some World Series gear.
Sure.
So you can have that and celebrate it forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kevin put it best when during that conversation when he said this.
There's another moment with.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
They'll probably win the World Series, but almost exclusively if they win, right? The one that says that they won.
That was a moment
right?
yeah. with Kevin.
That guy's
absolutely
making
absolutely right.
Guy's making a lot of sense.
That's what I'm talking about. Go baseball. Katy Perry's the best. She was in St. Louis for a concert. She was staying at the Four Seasons Hotel on Saturday, and she decided to cruise by the ballroom where she heard some noise coming, and there was a couple having their wedding reception. So she said, can I stay a while? She popped in.
I love it.
How adorable. Some great pictures of her and the bride and groom. She said she was going to perform, too, but after about 15 minutes, things got a little out of hand. So she took pictures with everybody and then just slowly backed out of the venue, I'm guessing.
What if the bride was like, seriously, Katie?
It's my day.
Beat it.
Start making out with the groom.
What?
Start doing it right there on the buffet table.
I don't know if that was...
Cake all in the crack of her butt.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Nothing better than butt cake. Mmm, butt cake.
Sentence has never been said.
I love me a nice slice of butt cake. Right?
No.
Yeah. Creamy butt cake.
Okay.
Nope.
We got it, bro.
No, sir.
Just in time for Halloween, PBS is rolling out a new movie about Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
Scary dude, that Edgar Allan Poe. It's going to be out on Monday, October 30th, the American Master Series. It stars actor Dennis O'Hare.
Sure.
And he was a mess, this Edgar Allan Poe. An alcoholic, never out of financial ruin. The women he always chose to fall in love with all died.
Wow.
It's a real bummer of a story, but it's great for Halloween time, so you can check that out. And sadly, CBS has canceled Zoo after 3 seasons. No more Zoo for us to enjoy. The series Zoo.
I was caught up in Zoo.
Were you?
Yeah.
Had a lot of episodes still on your DVR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I never heard of it until this news, but it was on for 3 seasons apparently, so... However, Showtime's picked up a 6th season of Ray Donovan, even before the current 5th season's finale, which is scheduled for Sunday, October 29th. Show is moving from Los Angeles to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Ray is going to go to New York, change his life, because things are not good here for him.
Yeah.
With his wife and the kids and stuff and everything. Does that mean we have to deal with more with his whiny daughter? Do we have to deal with more of her if we go to New York?
Well, if... Or was she living in Chicago?
No, New York. She went to New York.
Oh, I thought it was Chicago.
She
where
was
that...
in love with Sicky.
Yeah, I thought
New
he
York.
Was in Chicago.
It was New York!
Was it not Chicago?
I will end you if you say Chicago one more time.
Hey, was it Chicago?
Ugh.
Yeah, probably so much more her.
Oh, not a fan. Let's take a look at today's... Oh, real quickly. Speaking of movies and stuff, want to give everybody a heads up. There is a sneak preview of this documentary that I saw that you will love. It's called Everybody Has an Andy Dick Story. And it is about everybody having an Andy Dick story. They talk to so many people. Dr. Drew's in it, and Mike Catherwood, and Adam Carolla. It's just they interview person after person. Very funny. Greg Fitzsimmons is in it. Pardo is in it. Just a great bunch of comedians and funny people telling stories about Andy Dick.
That sounds awesome.
It's very entertaining.
Andy Dick is a cartoon.
He is a larger-than-life character, for sure. And this documentary, Everybody Has an Andy Dick Story, is going to be at the Hollywood Improv, appropriately enough. The Improv on Sunday, October 29th. That's this coming Sunday at 9:30. You can go to everybodyhasanandydickstory.com for more details. But it's a terrific, terrific show. So if you get a chance and you want to check it out, it'll be at the Improv this weekend. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin Kline is 70 years old today.
B.D. Wong turns 57. Rapper Drake celebrates his 31st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour. Random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, Pasquale Rotella joins us from Insomniac. We've got the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices because it's Wednesday, and a recap of World Series Game 1. Go Dodgers.
Go baseball!